The Decameron.
Subtitled Principe Galeotto.
By Giovanni Boccaccio.
First Day, Story 4. Read by Nigel Planer. In the not very remote district of Lunigiana, there once flourished a community of monks more numerous and holy than can be found there today. Among them was a young brother whose vigour and lustihood neither the fasts nor the vigils were able to subdue. One afternoon, while the rest of the brotherhood slept, our young monk took a stroll around the church, which lay in a very sequestered spot, and chanced to espy a young and very beautiful girl, a daughter, perhaps, of one of the husbandmen of those parts, going through the fields and gathering herbs as she went. No sooner had he seen her than he was sharply assailed by a carnal desire, so much so that he approached her and addressed her. And, she hearkening, little by little, they came to an understanding, and, unobserved by any, entered his cell together. Now, by chance, while they fooled about inside somewhat recklessly, he being overwrought with passion, the abbot awoke, and, passing slowly by the young monk's cell, heard the noise they were making, and, in order to distinguish their voices, came softly up to the door of the cell, and, listening, discovered that without doubt one of the voices belonged to a woman. His first thought was to force the door open, but changing his mind, he returned to his chamber and waited until the monk came out. Ecstatic beyond belief though the monk was as a result of his intercourse with the girl, he was not altogether without anxiety. He had heard, as he thought, the sound of footsteps in the dormitory, and having peered through a convenient aperture, he had a good view of the abbot as he stood by the door listening.